First off, please join me rising, pledging allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, so now, present today, we have Paul Thomas, Earl Barbeau, Alexandria Malone, myself, Max Carter, the chair, Jill Leavis, the secretary, Danielle Walliser, who is not the vice chair, we found. And in fact, it even says that here on the agenda, member. So, and then we, in attendance, we have Beatrice Martinez and Kelly Benavides. Benavides and Lorna Fegley from Comprehensive Planning. Now we'll move on to, we do county staff, public comment. This public comment period is for comments from the general public on any item that is on the agenda that you need, you want to address your concerns about, but specifically if you can't stay to address it when it comes up on the agenda. So, is there any public comment about any item on the agenda that you can't stay to comment on during the planning and the planning portion? None appearing. We're going to go on to approval. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes of January 17th, 2018? 2019. Ah! Teach me to read it. 2019. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Minutes stand approved as read. Approval of agenda for January 31st, 2019. Does anybody want to hold, move, or combine any items?
On the agenda, we are going to change the next meeting date.
Okay.
To March 14th.
So when we get down to the bottom of the agenda, okay, so it will be March 14th. We are going to cancel. The February 14th meeting has been canceled. So there's not another one in February. Oh, this is close enough. Okay, and that brings us to, can I get a motion to approve the agenda? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Agenda's approved. Now, seeing as how we had a little glitch, we need to have nominations for vice chair. Does anybody want to nominate somebody for vice chair? Other than Danielle or myself?
I would like to nominate myself.
Perfect. Very good. Any other nominations? All in favor of Alexandria, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you, Alexandria.
Thank you very much. You. Very good. So then that brings us up to informational items, announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings or county or community meetings or events. Anybody have anything for that? Okay, very good. So now we're going to go on to the planning and zoning agenda. The first items are for the February 6, 2019 Board of County Commissioners meeting. First item is ET18-400258, Dominguez Rosa and Rams Cruzata Jose de Jesus. Waivers of development standards, first extension of time for the following: reduced setbacks of office for office and retail buildings, landscaping and buffering requirements, reduced parking, trash enclosure requirements, non-standard drive aisle width, non-standard commercial driveway width, and full off-site improvements, street light, sidewalk, curb gutter, and partial paving. And then a design review for proposed redesign and conversion of two existing residential buildings for office and retail uses on 0.2 acres in a C1 local business zone in the MUD 3 overlay district. Generally located on the north side of Charleston, 50 feet east of 26th Street within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? Come forward, state your name and address for the record.
Hi, my name is Jose Pablo Martinez. I'm the son of Mabel Dominguez. I'm rep to her, and the address is 2607 East Charleston. So, and the situation right now is like a financial situation. What is, I need extension, couple months to finish the buildings.
Okay, anything else? So then we'll take and, we'll open the public hearing. Is there any public comment? Anybody from the public wishing to comment on this item or any questions? Okay, we'll close public comment, and we'll move to questions and comments from the board.
There's a little fuzzy on the amount of time he's asking for. Anybody have an answer to that?
Staff recommendation was December 6th of this year.
So he wants till this coming December 6th?
Yep, so about 11 months.
Another year, almost?
That's what's recommended.
That's what's recommended from staff. Move to approve with staff recommendations?
Staff recommendations and conditions.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Pass. Make sure you attend the Board of County Commissioners on February 6th.
February 6th?
This is a recommendation to the board. They make the final decision.
Okay, so it's February 6th, at what time? 9:00 AM?
At the Board of County, at the County Commission Building.
Government Center.
The government. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, now we're gonna bring up the next item, ZC18-0958, Hollowell, Michael H. and Nancy L., zone change to reclassify 2.5 acres from RE Rural Estates Residential Zone to R1 Single Family Residential Zone for future residential development. Generally located on the west side of Phyllis Street, 125 feet north of Orange Tree Avenue within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? Okay. Seeing as how this one comes up on February 6th, and I believe I see some public that would like to speak on this item, I'm inclined to move forward. Is there any objection?
Move forward, how?
Move forward, let the public speak and get, put it on the record. I know that, I assume that we can't do an action on this.
If you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then let's move forward, and we've seen the...
I object to that, but you do what you want.
That's fine. I don't wanna hold up the fact, 'cause I believe that y'all were here last time also, and I...
I filmed this over last time.
Yes, we did. So, we've seen the items. This is 1325 South Phyllis Street, 2.5 acres, and it appears that they're trying to subdivide the property. So, anybody from the public wishing to comment on this item, please step forward, state your name and address for the record.
Yeah, my name is Andrew Wines, W-I-N-S. I live at 6454 Orange Tree Avenue, directly south of the property in question. In general, I favor the rezoning request. I do have one concern, and I'm not even sure that it falls within the purview of this board. But the property in question is about 8 feet higher in elevation than all the homes behind it, there's a great big retaining wall separating our properties. And I don't know if it's possible for you to make a recommendation that when houses are built on this property, that they be limited to a single story. If two-story homes were built on the property directly behind us, it would basically have the effect of having a three-story house right behind us, looking down into our backyards, which I think would have a negative effect on our values. I don't know if you can make a recommendation or if it even is possible for the county commission to make a limitation like I'm describing. But it is a concern. I think it's something, in general, it's something that we've all been working towards. You may have been present when we were talking with Commissioner Jim Giuliani about the horses that occupied their property and all the flies and things. And I think that this is the best outcome for all of us. It's a win-win thing for all of us. With the sole reservation that I was concerned about
the elevation,
the size of the houses.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
My name is Luis, and I live at 6444 Orange Tree Avenue, and we also support the resolution. And I remember some faces. This has been going on for almost 2 years. It's been an ongoing battle. The commissioners recommended that they asked him to remove the horses. He went to court. This is the settlement that the court agreed on. I'm really concerned that he's not here. I'm not sure what's going on. But the horses are still there. And they're very minimal. There are about four or five left. But I don't know if this is a tactic of stalling, whether this guy's serious about, or he's just moving on with emotions. We would like to ask that if you can in any way to get an answer, whatever amount it takes, for him to remove the horses, because he was supposed to remove the horses already, and he hasn't. And as far as the height of the property, another concern that we have is the retaining walls. There's water damage, and at his house, the walls that is currently there, it's cracking. So even right now, as we speak, the two houses that are built in back of us are causing damage to the retaining wall. So it is very concerning whether they do one story or two stories, that they level the property to meet our height. Because I'm not sure what engineering went on here, but you can see the retaining walls, current retaining walls, given in. So I don't know, I'm not an engineer, but it's not holding up the weight of the years.
Okay.
I meant to bring pictures, I apologize for that.
Very good, thank you very much. Is there anybody else?
Yeah, my name is Alex, I live on 6414 Orange Street as well. And just to piggyback with what my neighbor said, for us, it's mainly it's the height of the houses and the fact that, you know, the houses, the ground is not level. And with that, I mean, you know, we live in this area. I mean, we've been here for about 10 years or so. And now that we're able to enjoy the out, also our backyards, you know, with the views of the mountain, with houses, with the level being that high and the houses coming up, I mean, that's also getting kind of, prayers from that as well. So maybe we can also, like he said, maybe take a look onto that, possibly building a one-story homes, if that's possible. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, I'm Isabel Pedroma, also at 6414 Orange Street. Also the same concern as the height of these homes. Our home is facing more towards our property. It has our bedroom, our living room, our dining room, and our kitchen. These people, if they're in two-story homes, they're looking down, they can see what we're doing at any given time. So that's a main concern. I have my children playing in the backyard, and also the view. We're going to look out, we're just going to see the view, but these tall homes, there goes the whole view of the mountain. So And another concern, how is he going to screen these tenants? He's had SWAT out there, he's had Metro out there, for the homes that are already on his property. We had to evacuate one night. We were given the options to evacuate one night. So he's just going to bring more tenants in to create more problems.
Okay, very good.
Jay Craddock, 1760 Glen Lane. It seems kind of strange, we've done this before along Hollywood, on the west side of Hollywood, we limited in there somewhere where they couldn't have two-story houses because the people on the other side of the street weren't able to see the lights of the city. This is the, kind of the same thing in reverse, so as you think about this, think about the history of the area, because of the west side of Hollywood, there's limited height.
So any other public comment? Closed public comment, and I want to take in part of the backup material here, because I think that it's slightly germane to what you guys are talking about. Site plan and request. This is a conforming zone change request from RE to R1 zoning with no plan submitted. So there hasn't been any design review, nothing about whether we talk about one story or two story. This is purely zone change. And is a result of a court settlement between the county and the property owner. Phyllis, and the horse boarding operations currently on the property will be removed as part of the settlement agreement once the property is rezoned to R1 zoning. So we're not at the level where they're asking for a design review. We're at the point where, in compliance with the settlement, they're asking for a zone change to R1, which will then force them to remove the horses. So if that clears it up a little bit, and I'd ask, is that accurate? Thank you. That was Phyllis with Central Comprehensive Planning.
Lorna.
It's right there, Lorna Fegley. I'm sorry. So, that being said, is there any questions or comments from the board?
Yes, I have a couple of things. One, I don't practice law and I don't expect attorneys to practice architecture. I wasn't part of this settlement from an architectural engineering standpoint. So I can't be a part of the solution. Just for that matter alone, I'm not going to vote for it. I don't care what the settlement was. So just so we're clear on that position. Same thing's true with the reduction in zoning. I understand it's a conforming zone change from planning, comprehensive planning. I can't support it. So.
You know, Max Carter, I'd say that also staff recommendations, staff conditions that they would recommend would be a design review as a public hearing on any final, on the final plans. Is there anything else from the board?
Lorna, would it be appropriate now for the neighbors to contact planning to discuss this?
No, there's no plan. There's nothing that staff, the only thing we can address for this is the zoning on the property appropriate? And for staff, it's a conforming zone change. We are trying to put protections in place for the neighbors by identifying that the as a desire to use a public hearing in the future, so that way you will receive these notification cards. And also, Public Works has put to their comments regarding right-of-way dedication, technical studies, drainage studies, analysis, et cetera. So the grading issues and so on, those will be addressed when you submit plans in the future, including grade plans on the property for the chose to grade. Those will need to be submitted at the same time as that design.
Matt, one question. Can you even move forward? Didn't show up 2 weeks ago, didn't show up today, so
it's absolutely in there for you to be able to make a recommendation to the board.
So
I think we should move forward.
So do I. Is there a motion?
I'd like to move that we proceed to approve this for staff's recommendation.
With all staff recommendations. So the motion is to approve the zone change to R1 and impose the staff, and recommend the zone change and with all staff recommendations. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Nay.
Please let the record show. Thank you very much. I would tell them that they got to be there February 6th at the Board of County Commissioners. This will be heard. But again, keep in mind, this is about getting done what you want, getting that livestock off the property. The next will come. So, thank you all very much.
Thank you.
And now we're coming to the next items will be heard at the February 20th, 2019 Board of County Commissioners. The next item is